I've been really impressed with this matter of living Christ, as Paul says.
Speak loud.
Good morning, everybody. yeah, I've just been really impressed over the last couple of days with living Christ. When Paul talks about it's no longer I that live, but right. Christ that lives in me.
Amen.
And that, you know, just that concept is just so living for me now. Because I realize that it's not my own righteousness, it's not by me just being a nice person, but it's through Christ that lives in me.
Amen. And
He is the life within me. Right. Because without Him, you know, we're naked.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, it's like you get out the shower, you put something on, you don't just run out the shower naked. You know, we have to cover our flesh because that's what's shameful. I think that's just really powerful because we have to put on Christ daily.
Yes.
When we leave out the morning, we put on clothes. In the same way we should put on Christ.
Amen.
And yes. I was just really, really touched by that. And, you know, we read the verse the other day about when, you know, Mary was looking for Jesus, and he said to her, you know, why are you looking for me? You know, it's because I'm doing my Father's work, or I'm about my Father's business. Mm-hmm. And I was just really impressed by that because we should all be about our Father's business.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And just personally for me, I just really want to be faithful in that way.
Right. Amen. Amen.
To be faithful to Christ and be faithful to the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I want to share one verse in 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is required.
Yes.
That one be found faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I'm not faithful by myself. But I'm so thankful I have the Lord living within me, and He's the faithful one.
Amen.
He's growing in us. And
yes.
I'm all right. And I'm really encouraged to come near to the Lord and
Amen.
Ask Him how He wants us to serve Him.
Amen.
Not to serve by my own mind, but
right.
as He wants and what will satisfy Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, also, I was very encouraged by the Corinthians second for the chapter 3:5-6. It's like it said, we are, you know, not we are sufficient of mm-hmm. ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. I was very, very impressed by these words. It's not we are capable to do something. Sometimes I, you know, serve the church, do all the work. It's not from my glory. It's not I please to people. I do that because the Lord, the Spirit, you know, within me, work flow to me. I shouldn't do that. It's my, you know, I care about, you know, God's house, you know. So that's it's a that sufficiency is from God. It's
Amen.
From not from my old self. And I also encouraged by the words like the half of the six is like for the later cues, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
I was very touched when I read our words. Sometimes I like to read the Bible. My English is not, it's my second language. And I like, you know, to read the Bible, to sometimes the motivation is to exercise my English skills. But that way is not pleased to the Lord. Mm-hmm. The most, you know, the first motivation is intended is to you know, to draw near to the Lord with a pure and simple heart. Because, you know, especially the life of reading the Bible, when you read, when you eat, when you pray, oh, the life grows. Yeah. It's just not by my own strength, my own effort. Mm-hmm. It's the because, you know, the spirit gives life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, I'm so touched, and also I'm really touched by the song 142. And I, you know, there it said the whole one and the two, like I pull out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. I think in my personal life, there is people in my life. You know, there is trouble in my life. You know, they're kind of like a troublemaker around me. I was really touched by brother last, yesterday shared like, we need to become a peacemaker. Even sometimes the troublemaker people around me, I just declare my trouble, you know, before him. I give this circumcision to him, let him be in control. And also really pray, increase like, the Lord is my refuge and my portion in the land of the living.
Amen.
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 Just want to read one verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. He said, "For you see your calling, brethren, that no man is wise according to the flesh. Not mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise.
Amen.
And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty."
Amen.
So I was really touched that God is not looking for our strength. He's not looking for our abilities. Yes. He's just needs us to be faithful.
Right.
He just needs our hearts to be available to him.
Amen.
So it is really good all through this conference to see and to put aside what we might think we know or what we might think we are capable of, but to have a simple heart and come to the Lord. And I think if we draw near to him, no matter our lack or what we might not be able to do, I know the Lord will give us the strength and give us the ability not to serve in this world, but to serve him.
Amen.
And I also enjoy Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, I'm just going to read it to you. "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promise is faithful."
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we have heard a lot from the Lord.
Yes.
Even through this conference, we heard him speaking. Mm-hmm. But the main thing, we may know everything, but the main thing is to draw near to him.
Amen.
And to let him walk within our hearts.
Yeah.
And by doing so, we'll become a living stone in the house.
Yes.
That he can use to build his spiritual house.
Right.
So my prayer is to see all the saints go on, all the saints come near to the Lord.
Amen.
That the Lord can use us mightily in his house.
Amen.
For he desires a glorious church.
Yes.
A church, a holy church, a church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
So if we put ourselves, if we present ourselves to him,
yes,
as living sacrifices,
yes,
acceptable to him.
Amen.
And he can walk through us.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Stay here.
Amen.
During this conference, Benjamin, my son, brought attention. It's so simple, but it's very important to every one of us. He have too much energy, and he likes eat a lot. But for some reason, we have agreement he's going to join with us during conference, and he promised yes, I will. But he wants to go in the room and play, and he wants to have own conference. So yesterday or the day before, I asked him, Benjamin, you sit next to me. He said, why? I want to go there. I said, Benjamin, we come here for conference. You have to enjoy with us. And he's like, Dad, why? We have sitting in a room. We pray together. I don't have to be here. I say, Benjamin, I'm your father. You sit together. So he sit right next to me and just listening. And we've been eating, Lord. The word was John chapter 6.
Amen.
And I would like to repeat this. Chapter 6, verse 51.
Amen.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
This and he said to me, Dad, why have to sit here? They're talking about live, eat Lord. I don't understand. This is not for me. I said, Ben, you already missed it. We've been eating all the time here. You already missed it. So I see he have no passion. I let him go. And I just brought this attention to me, you know, when in verse 52, Jews, was the reaction from Jews was, Sam is my son. And I was thinking, why Jesus was in human body, why he didn't explain this human way? And I asked Brother John yesterday, and we have this conversation, and he said, well, God is he's God, he's holy, he don't want to convert in human, right? So he's a living God, and this is the spiritual meaning. And he repeat again, same thing. So we have to eat him. And a lot of people don't understand this, and not even want to understand. This is so simple. We have to separate our flesh. We have to separate our mind, and do not convert any human meaning. Just be take it by faith, yes, as it is.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our main problem is not sin, it's that we're not for God. And you know, this is kind of hard for me to understand, because every time I sin, that's what I focus on. I think, oh, like, why did I sin again? If only I didn't sin. But actually, it makes sense, because what makes us not sin is that we are fully for God. We're given to God. And so I enjoy it that the Lord has become the burnt offering for us. And everything is through our Lord, in our Lord. We receive so much. And apart from Him, there's nothing that we can do. So I also want to read Ephesians with everyone. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 4 to 10.
But God, who who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Amen.
Yeah, we were created in Christ Jesus for good works, but not that we can do it of ourselves. And we were made alive together with Christ and raised up together to sit with him in the heavenly places.
Amen.
And I think we often don't have this realization. You know, if we're asked, I think the brother also asked before, you know that you're sitting in the heavenly places? And we're not sitting there by ourselves, but we are sitting there in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Truly the Lord is the one who gives to us all the reality that he is not only our salvation, but our strength, as we saw in the grain offering. For the burnt offering, he pleased God because he was the lamb that became a sacrifice for us. But in the grain offering, a portion was given to God, and the rest is also to be our strength, right? For us to go on. And then only then can we have peace with God and peace with one another. So I pray that the Lord will really bring us into all this reality that we've heard and that we've read about, and not just to know about it. But praise the Lord, we can always look to him, that we trust that him being our offering is the way for us to go on.
Amen.
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 Yes.
I just want to share a little bit. I've been so touched by the verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. It's just the second part. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
Amen.
All the time I was thinking, as long as I know and memorize verses from the Bible, I'm fine. But, you know, the life didn't come to my spirit, and I was like feeling I'm lost. Many times I would come into the conference and my spirit was raised up, but then I just burned out. And during this conference, I just figured it out that I just have to learn how to eat the word.
Amen.
Then, by eating the word, eating the Lord, yes, I will just gain him, and I will just get alive.
Yes.
And also, we have kind of hard time with all our older son. He's getting older, and it's hard to, you know, communicate with him. And I remember that Brother Sam was sharing about the books we read. It also was connected to my problem because I was trying to read lots of books, how to parent, you know, my son. And I just figured out this knowledge is going to just kill me and kill my son's spirit because I will just push him my way. And it's not going to gain his heart. So now is my prayer to learn how to eat the Lord, how
Amen.
To taste him.
Yes.
I think it's going to be my way to gain my son's heart for the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And to follow a little on that sharing. You know, when we were prepping for the children's meeting, as those who were serving the children know, the email was very, very delayed and came Thursday afternoon. And in that time, you know, there were a lot of things going on, and the Lord, I was really struggling with the Lord. Lord, what do you want the children to give me? And we're going back and forth, and, you know, there's all these things. Okay, Lord, what do I want Emmanuel to gain? What do I want Elizabeth to get out of this time? And I was just going back in my mind of all the points. Let's share this with the kids. Let's share that with the kids. And I was talking to my dad, what should we share with the kids? As Christine and I were going back, where are we at? Okay, we want to do this, we want to do that. And this email was just not happening for all the serving folks. And finally, and then our kids were all running around, because she's like, I didn't get anything done with three kids running around. And finally, we settled the kids down, and I looked at Kristen and said, let's pray. And we turned, and we just prayed, Lord, forget it. The wisdom of man is foolishness to you.
Amen.
Lord, what do you want? And within 5 minutes after that, Christine and I were just one. And that email just flowed. And it was like, oh, Lord, why am I so stupid? I know, right? I know that this is, it's nothing that we can give of ourselves, right? But it is the Lord that works in us. When we really sat down to put aside all of the things that we know, and we went to the Father for the living food, Lord, what do you want to feed the children? What do you want them to gain from you? Then it just flowed so easily. It wasn't a discussion anymore of, you know, is this point better than that point, or is this better for them, or is that better for them? You know, is it better for them to know what to eat this way or to eat that way? What, you know, and at the end, the Lord really just touched us both. Wow, you know, why did we wait so long to just pray? It wasn't that we hadn't prayed or come before that. It was just that we were so stuck in where we were at, right? And in the knowledge that we had. And the Lord really brought us back to coming to Him. The other thing that really touched me is the children themselves. You know, that first morning meeting when I was with them, I just really asked the Lord, what do you want from them? And so I asked them, I said, you know, we were looking at the verse, be an example. And I knew in my heart, if we try with all our might, we cannot be an example to the believers, right? It has to be the Lord working in us. And so I was like, how do you show the kids that? And I just asked the children a simple question, like, if you purpose in your heart one morning, I am going to listen to everything my mom tells me to do, I'm going to do it. Can you do it? And all the four boys looked at me like, and it was in unison, all of them. Are you kidding? And I realized that's our condition, right? We can know everything that we're supposed to do with the Lord, but the reality is we cannot accomplish it.
Yeah.
And it really touched me at such a young age. It's a reality for them to know I can't do it. You know, if I ask them to, okay, I'm gonna be gone, will you listen to Auntie and Uncle and do what they say? Her answer is not, of course, it's, I will try. And I'm looking at her like, no, it's a yes or a no. You know? But the reality is, you know, you're going to try out of yourself. And as a child, you already know it's impossible. But somewhere along the way, you know, as an adult, we kind of forget. We think we can force ourselves to do something, and then we're so disappointed when it doesn't work. But the Lord is so faithful, right?
Amen.
We need to eat of Him. And forget all the things that we have known, but really come to seek Him as a living one. It's the life within that grows so much.
Yeah.
It allows us to live it out, right?
Amen.
That allows us to be able to do all those things that we know. May the Lord really gain this with each one of us, a practicality in all of our service,
right,
to drop the things that we know,
oh,
right? To come and realize, Lord, you have to be the one serving these children.
Amen.
You have to be the one working through us.
Amen.
Whether it's in a little thing like prepping the food practically, or prepping the food spiritually, or cleaning practically, you know, the Lord just has to work this out, that it's something that is coming out of life, not coming from my head, not coming from the things that I've learned, but coming because the Lord is the only way for the church to
build.
Amen.
So I'd like to share a little bit. I was very encouraged during this conference with everything our brothers and sisters shared, and I was very encouraged with the feast we've had with the Word during this conference. Two things that really touched me and impressed me is... the first thing is what Brother shared that this is very important, and it's important to read this, but what's more important is to have the Holy Spirit within us.
Amen.
Because we don't always have this with us, but we always have the Holy Spirit with us.
Amen.
But what's even more important than that is to have the Holy Spirit when reading the Holy Bible.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
That way we can eat the Word and learn our Father.
Yes.
What our Father wants and what he wants us to do.
Right.
So besides that, too, what really encouraged me was one story that our brother shared regarding the master giving his three servants talents.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have been given talents by the Lord.
Right.
Some of us more and some of us less. But whatever talents were given to us, I was really encouraged to learn that we should take those talents and go forth and do our Lord's business.
Amen.
Even if that's just one talent.
That's right.
We should go out and we should do what the Lord wants us to do.
Amen.
I was very encouraged by that.
Amen.
Amen.
I was touched by the manner of drawing near to the Lord. And
Amen.
For me, I always thought if I want to serve the Lord, it means doing a lot of stuff for Him.
Yeah.
But actually, I was really touched in this conference that we have to draw near to the Lord.
Amen.
That's how we can serve Him.
Amen.
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 Yes, praise the Lord. Before coming for this conference, when I saw the outline of the conference, I was asking the Lord, "Lord, why should I go for this conference?" And because I can also attend the conference from Anchorage, but why should I go for this conference? And then Lord reminded me, "Oh, it's your job description. You should know your job description well, and that's the reason why you had to go for this conference." And yeah, the conference was really good. He had filled me, and my job description is clear. And yesterday, I was just thinking, Lord, now I also have the burden to take something back for the saints in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of rich speaking in the past 4 days.
Yeah.
And Lord, I don't know where to start with. And there's so much, I don't know where to start with. And then this morning when we were having morning watch, I was touched by this verse.
Amen.
It's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
Good.
This is the first verse that we enjoy.
Yes.
It says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Yeah. So, who are we? Living stones. And what are we doing here? Building up a spiritual house.
Amen.
And what's my job?
A holy
priesthood.
Amen.
And what's my job description? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You're hired.
I was touched during the answer and question terms. I was asking that how can I preach the gospel to people who like to drink, smoke, and something like that. Yeah. And the answer was, there is no certain way to preach the gospel to those people.
Right.
Yeah, and if there is a certain way to preach it, it's going to be a doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not out of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by that, the Lord was remind me two things. That first, I have to ask Him first before I ask something. Or...
Right.
Or if I'm going to do something, I have to ask Him first.
Yes.
And second thing is, without the Lord, we can do nothing.
Right.
Yeah, man capable is... Every man... every man capability is not acceptable to God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. And... Yeah, and oh God.
That's okay.
Yeah, and and by that I realized that even though I have a heart to do the Lord's work, without asking the Lord for help or have done the work with the Lord, I still do the Lord work in vain.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are a great reminder.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Jake.
Amen.
But the thing that really kind of opened my eyes this weekend, it's almost like a veil being taken away.
Yes.
When John was shown in the question and answer session on second day, kind of showing how we have this cultural Christianity today, and sure, there seem to be growing, but it's not by the Lord's way.
Right.
It's by man's way, and that's
right.
It's a huge, huge... there's a huge difference there.
Yeah.
And so when you read through 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 17,
amen.
Speaking of the building, I'll just read verse 10 and 11.
Amen.
According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed on how he builds it.
Yes.
The foundation can be laid than that on which is laid, which is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And all the other churches have been, and my spiritual life thus far, it's man trying to build on that.
Yes.
God. And
that's right.
That's so important that we take everything back to Him.
Amen.
And have Him judge our actions and our work to make sure we're following in His direction.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's so important. And then as He followed up in Matthew 24:44 through 25:30, it was the parable about the ten virgins.
Yes.
I didn't realize before that these are believers.
Right.
One of my eyes.
Yeah.
No, the believers are going to be judged and separated.
Yes.
And we need to be there, the virgins with the lamps that have oil, so we're ready and we can go to the wedding.
Amen.
So maybe we be prepared for that.
Amen.
I was touched by similar things, Andrew and Jake, actually. Just the simplicity of it all. And when John shared, maybe last night, 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupt by the simplicity that is in Christ.
Right. Amen.
And then that actually coupling with 1 Corinthians 2, verse 3, starting with verse 3. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And these two verses, well, among a lot of other things, really spoke to me. Because it just really revealed how when we're really truly receiving the food from Christ and from the Word, and we're being nourished, it's so simple, and yet it's this divine mystery.
Yeah.
We're being transformed from glory to glory. It's a mystery, yet it's so simple.
Yeah.
And we try to complicate it as men, and we try to put on our own philosophies and things. And so, like, with all these churches, Jake and I, we've been in... Well, I've been going to church since I was about 7. Started Lutheran Church, then went to non-denominational churches, always seeking just that pure milk, just the pure Spirit, and never quite finding that. And it's because of this we're trying to complicate it so much.
Exactly.
And even though time and time again we're reminded in the Scripture, it's not from us; it's from God.
Yeah.
We're somehow Christians in general are not seeing this. And even I had a conversation with my dad yesterday, and he wasn't seeing this. And so, anyway, I pray that the veil, this veil would be lifted.
Amen.
From,
yeah, that's right.
You know, yeah. Yeah. My father and others.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Pray that all the veils will be removed.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I really enjoyed this time here.
Amen.
Just seeing the offerings again.
Yes.
I mean, we've been talking about it for a while now. Yeah. What really impresses me is the word, "Behold the Lamb of God,"
yeah,
who takes away the sin of the world. Mm. See that God is the one who prepared this Lamb for us. Mm. And one point that I was really touched by yesterday was that the Lord did not quit. Mm. When he came to this earth, it was such a mess, really, that the Jews were outwardly for God, but inwardly they were against him, and they ended up opposing the Lord, but the Lord did not quit. That's so wonderful, because he made a vow to the Lord. Because in Hebrews 10 it says, "Behold, I have come, and the volume of the book is written of me, do your will, O God."
Amen.
And because he made this vow and was this burnt offering, he was faithful to the Father.
Right.
And right. I enjoy it. He fulfilled the Father's will.
Amen.
The Father's purpose, he fully fulfilled. He is the man in the glory today.
Amen. Amen.
But it was not only that, okay, he fulfilled it, and now the Father is satisfied. But the Father wants to fulfill his purpose with all of us.
Yes.
And that's why.
Yes.
There's not only the burnt offering, but there's also the meal offering.
Amen.
And there's a peace offering.
Yes.
So that also we could make it.
Amen. Amen.
That the offerings which are for God, it's wonderful to see we also have a portion in it.
Yeah.
In the burnt offering, we get the skin of the offering. Mm. And with a meal offering, we get God only becomes one. Gets one portion, but we get to eat so much of this fine flour.
Amen.
With oil and with frankincense.
Amen.
And then with a peace offering, we see we have the wave breast and the heaved shoulder. Really, the Lord's love and the Lord's strength that we can feed on.
Amen.
And really seeing all of this, that even Hebrews 10 was written for us, that we could make it.
Right.
We really see it, whatever the Lord has prepared for us, what the Father prepared of us, this Lamb of God, is so rich.
Amen.
Everything we need is there. And
yes.
We often sing this song, "All I have needed, thy hands have provided." And often we just think about the, like,
physical
what we need,
things,
or the sin offering, the trespass offering.
Right. Yeah.
But if we see all the offerings,
yeah,
we see everything, what we need to make it.
Right.
The Father has really prepared for us.
Amen.
And we have received so much.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we have.
If at the end we do not make it, it's too bad. It's really a shame on us.
Right.
Because we have received so much.
Amen.
Our eyes are just open to see this.
Amen.
So just praise the Father.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. This week was my last week at work, and my coworker did something that really upset me, and then he lied to me, and I was so offended, and I should have just let it go because it doesn't matter anymore. I'm leaving my work. Lord, show me, why are you so offended? Because, and he reminded me how many times I offend him, and he forgives me every time. But in this conference, we then saw that when the Lord was on this earth, he never got offended.
Amen.
Because he was only there to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
This is really the key.
Yeah.
And I was so touched with the matter of the Lord as the burnt offering.
Amen.
Just the very first sacrifice that he made is the burnt offering, not the sin offering. He took care of our sins on the cross, but he really came to serve the Father.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Yes.
Praise
the Lord.
It's good if one of your brothers can give us a summary of this conference. Sam, go ahead.
Before you give a summary, I just wanted to share something. Like Miriam shared earlier, I really enjoyed how we have to come near to the Lord. Like what you said also, you can... I want to serve the Lord, and there's so many ways you can serve the Lord, but we really need to really draw near to the Lord or come near to the Lord and minister him like the sons of Zadok. Like this whole conference, we've been talking about what the sons of Zadok do, and and what's really special about them is that we get to serve in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
We can come to him and minister like directly to him.
Amen.
We don't want to be in the outer courts serving the people, right? We want to be in the inner court and serving the living God.
Amen.
And another thing I really enjoyed was that we have to be so faithful, that the Lord was really the only faithful one.
Amen.
And so in order for us to be so faithful, we have to really be transformed into his fine humanity.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed that we, in order to do that, we have to eat.
Right.
This conference, I was really, really touched by the matter of eating.
Amen.
I mean, I've been touched by it before, but this conference, I especially hit home because... like so much of the conference was about eating, and we've been enjoying it so much in the past few weeks too. And in previous conferences, I've realized that, like, as what Helen also said, like, I'm full of the Spirit during the conferences, but then right after, or maybe a few weeks later, I'm not as burning or something like that. But this conference, I realized it's because during the conference time, you're constantly eating.
That's right.
You're always eating the Word, or you're always eating Christ, and you eat and eat and eat, and so you feel so filled and strengthened.
Yeah.
And then after the conference, if I stop eating, I mean, if you stop eating, then you won't obviously be as strong as you were before. Like with swimming, if I don't eat before practice, then I have no strength to go through the practice.
Right.
But if I eat before, then I can go through the whole practice and do what I need to do.
Amen.
So in the same way, in our Christian life, we really have to eat.
Amen.
And
this
conference really encouraged me to continue to eat. Because in our physical life, we don't just eat and then not eat for like a year, and then or not a year, like maybe a month. I mean, I'm always eating because I'm always swimming, and so I always have to eat and eat and eat, and like I'm always eating all day, like Grandpa said, except I'm not a young man, I'm a young woman. And in the same way, we have to eat so much, like of the Word. We have to eat
the
Lord
more
so much.
Yes.
And it will really help us or really strengthen our spirit.
Amen.
And I was really touched also that like with the hidden man, or with a manna, not the hidden manna, they could take however much they needed to eat.
Hmm.
So you don't have to stuff yourself. Like, the Lord isn't forcing us to, like, forcing himself down our throat. Right? Like, we can eat however much we need at that given moment. And I also really enjoyed that. And maybe I'll really continue to eat after this conference.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have two more.
I really enjoyed this verse in Ezekiel 44:28. So I'll just read it. It shall be in regard to their inheritance.
Yes.
That I am their inheritance.
Amen.
At first, when I heard it in the meeting, it didn't really impress me very much until I went back during the afternoon and I was reading over it. And then I said, Lord, you know, this is not impressing me that you are my inheritance. And Lord, show me is because, as I was sharing, that there must be some other things occupying my heart, and also that I don't know him enough, because if I did know him, then this would be something wonderful. And then, but thankfully, through the time I spent with him that yesterday, toward the end, it is that yes, you are my inheritance. Yeah, and also enjoyed that point about covetousness, that that is idolatry, and that. But whenever like that thought comes, I don't know, with sisters, they're always like, oh, you know, so-and-so looks nice. We have that thought, you know, that comes in, but that when we do have that thought, that we just give it to the Lord and tell him we don't want it. And he really does take it away, and your heart becomes pure again. So, yeah, so I just really enjoy those two
Thank
points.
You.
Oh, yeah. And more, too, but
Lord, you are our inheritance.
Amen.
Just really quick, I really enjoyed Ezekiel 44:23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and unholy.
Yes.
And cause them to discern between the unclean and clean.
Amen.
As most of you know, I just came back from Colorado, and one of my best friends goes to school there, and she's really involved in another church. And I always ask the Lord, like, how can I show her? Because every time I tell her what we do here, she's like, oh yeah, we do that too. And it's true, but as I shared last night, if there's not that the life and the spirit, then what do they have? They're building in vain, right? And I also never appreciated peace offering until last night, because I think, okay, yeah, the Lord gives us peace. But it's not just that. The Lord gives us peace before him and before man.
Right.
So I always sometimes think, Lord, how can I have peace with God and before my friends, because my friends do this and God wants me to do this. But I realize that if I appreciate enough of what the Lord has done for me, then I can fully commit myself to him. And that's the only way I can be pleasing to him.
Amen.
And to everyone.
Amen.
Yes. So I think a lot of us are at the time of our life where we were taking on more responsibilities and we're learning to do things by ourselves, right? And so for me, I was really touched by that we're not supposed to sweat. And you know, a lot of times I'm always trying to do things nowadays by myself and with my own strength, whether it's coming to the Word or you know, just doing things for the Lord. And it's funny because I could really resonate with what Naomi said. You have that thought of, this day I'm going to do this, but in the end it really doesn't happen. And yeah, I just really want to learn to say to the Lord, I surrender, and
Amen.
To let the Lord take over.
Amen.
So that's what really touched me. And also the matter of, it's, and I was just shocked by how simple it is, right? That we just
yes.
eat the Word.
Right.
There's nothing complicated about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
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 Your turn.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I really have to thank the Lord for all that he has done in this conference.
Yes.
And what he has spoken and the deposit that was put into all of us, not just the speakers, but for all of you. And you know, this matter, when we got into the matter of the sons of Zadok, the first time we really heard this was in the brothers' conference in Stuttgart. And when that time ended, I said to Sam, I even said to John, I said, this is a word that I think we all need to hear, not just the brothers bearing the responsibility in the churches.
Yes.
Because you all are young professionals. You all are growing up.
Amen.
You know, we were just talking the other day that Emmanuel, he's in second grade, right?
In the fall, yeah.
In the fall, he'll be second grade. And in 4 years, he'll be a junior higher going to the mountain trips. If we have a mountain trip. And the time is really moving fast. This is really the age of maturity. And we're not young anymore. We are all of age to serve as the priest of God. And I really have been enjoying that verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. That we are chosen as living stones to build up a spiritual house. This is at the very beginning. This is very clear in God's Word. And with Ezekiel 44, the Lord desires to build up his spiritual house.
Amen.
Not based on what we think he wants, but it has to be built according to what he wants. And this is the difference between being faithful to the Lord and doing what we think He wants. And I think this was very clear at the very beginning of the conference. We all have a lot of good ideas. I'm talking with Jake and Lindsay. You know, ongoing discussion. Well, what's wrong with all these other churches doing what they want to do? There's nothing wrong with it, so to say. But that's not the issue. The issue is not right and wrong. The issue is whether or not God wants it. And if God doesn't want it, He will judge it. And if not today, He will judge it when He comes back. And when He judges, when He comes back, this is by fire. So how dare we question God and how His church should be built? And this is why I thought this conference was so appropriate, because we really began to see what is on God's heart. What He's building is He is building a holy house. God's house is holy. No, who here is teaching holiness? In all of the Christian ministries across the world today, who is teaching holiness? No one, or not very many. And then when you think about holiness, what do you think of holiness? Be a monk, put away in a monastery somewhere. This is not holiness. What is holiness? Right? And this is why I really appreciated the conference here. You know, when you get into this, you have the Levites and you have the sons of Zadok. The Levites are the rightful priests to God. But the sons of Zadok were not only the priests, but they were the ones who were faithful to the Lord. And they were the ones who kept His commands of the sanctuary. Whatever the Lord said, they did. And they didn't make up anything else. They didn't add to it, and they didn't take away from it. And this was the heart and the attitude of the sons of Zadok. And praise the Lord, this is what the Lord wants us to be. And what was really clear at the first day, if you didn't hear this, was with the children of Israel, with the Levites, in that millennial kingdom age when the Lord comes back, if they were not faithful, at least they were in the outer courts. They can still serve in the millennial kingdom temple. The sons of Zadok went into the inner courts. But for us as believers, this is where it really touches our daily living. If we are faithful to the Lord, then we will enter in to the millennial kingdom to reign with Christ for the 1,000 years. But if we were not faithful, then we will be left out. And as Jake said, we will miss the wedding feast. And so, if that did not catch your attention, then we need to ask the Lord, Lord, make this top priority in our mind.
Amen.
Because none of us wants to experience the terror of the Lord. And you know, the terror of the Lord is not for the unbelievers. The terror of the Lord is for us if we are not faithful. That's why the verses in Hebrews I was really touched by. At the end of Hebrews, the section on discipline, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10, for they indeed for a few days chastened us, as seems best to them, that for our profit, that we may be partakers of holiness. And this, I think, this matter of holiness really comes true and rings in all of the messages that were covered. And this is where I really appreciate them. You already shared it. When we serve the Lord, it's not to try and do something for the Lord, but to serve the Lord with the sons of Zadok. What was it that they did? They entered in.
Amen.
Entered into His sanctuary. And this is really our need today. We all need to enter in to Him.
Yes.
And to minister to Him. To get to know the Lord.
Amen.
And once we know the Lord, then the Lord can send us out to do what He wants to do.
Yes.
Because it's like what Joseph was saying. When we are in the inner courts, we should not be sweating. If we are sweating doing the works of the Lord, then we are serving in our natural man. We are serving in our flesh. If we serve in the Lord, then there should not be any sweat.
Amen.
And this is our experience. Even for this conference, I realize Every time I'm sweating, I'm in my flesh. But when I am not, and I'm resting in Him, drawing near to Him, this is serving in the Spirit. Right? This is so practical. And then even with the matter of our haircut and our drinking, right? Our hair should be properly trimmed. We should be under the headship of Christ. Sometimes the Lord needs us to make decisions, and we make the decisions in Him. Other times, we shouldn't make that decision. But whatever the case, we need to be under the headship of Christ. If we enter in, right? A matter of sober, to be sober in the house of God. You know, this drunkenness is not just to be drunk of the wine of the world. It's, are we thinking clearly in the house of the Lord? Are we doing things according to what the Lord wants? But it was clear also in the first part of the conference that we cannot do this in ourselves. Who is the only absolute one to the Father? It's Christ. Christ is the only one who is absolute to Him. And it is by putting on Christ that we can then be absolute. Because it's not us being absolute, it is God being absolute.
Amen.
But it's not just that we have the covering, but we need to be strengthened and we need to eat. And this is why I enjoyed the meal offering.
Amen.
The meal offering is for our strength.
Amen.
To live the fine humanity of the Lord.
Amen.
So this is all necessary for us to become the sons of Zadok.
Yes.
And this is the first half of the conference.
Yeah.
Right? May we all really learn to enter in to know Him. Minister to Him.
Yes.
Right? And if we minister to Him, then He will send us out to do the work.
Right.
Not by our own effort, not by our own energy, but through the supply.
Yes.
Through the supply of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
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 You got your second up?
Okay. And we also realize that there is a big difference between what is holy,
right,
what is not holy,
yes,
what is clean, what is not clean. And the Lord needs to make us all ministers of the new covenant, that we would not impart the law of letters, but impart spirit and life.
Amen.
And this has a lot to do with the food that we eat.
Right.
So we, as the priests, the sons of Zadok, we should not eat anything that is dead,
yes,
that is man-made, that is preservatives, that has additives. But we should eat the living food,
oh,
the
yes,
fresh food, because the Lord is the living bread that came down out of heaven.
Yes.
And when we are eating this fresh food, then we will have the supply to minister to the saints that we come in contact with, so that the churches could be strong and be full of life.
Amen.
It's really encouraging for us this weekend prior to coming. We pray very much for all of you, especially all of you new ones, that the Lord would take away the veil.
Right.
And it's really encouraging. You don't know how encouraged I am to see what the Lord has done this weekend. It's really beyond what I imagined. And praise the Lord for His work.
Amen.
And so good to see the Lord is the burnt offering. And the Lord did not come first for us, but He came first for the Father.
Amen.
To do the will of the Father.
Yes.
And how absolutely in everything that He did, in every word that He spoke, He was one with the Father.
Amen.
This is the food that we priests should feed on and be nourished. And He is the fine flour, mingled with oil, added with the frankincense.
Amen.
He has such a fine humanity. And this is the humanity that is needed for us for the building of the church.
Amen.
So may we all really rise up. And last night we also saw that the Lord is our peace offering.
Amen.
And now we have peace with God. We can be all brought to God, and we also have peace with one another.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, this is such a wonderful food that we see, and we just can't wait to go back to our localities and dive into these verses and really pray for the Lord to make all the churches so healthy and so strong.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have this hymn that says, Christ is our peace, Christ is our peace. We praise Thee, blessed Lord. our peace with God, our peace with man, has fully been restored. Amen. Maybe we can sing this. 261.
261.